That means if you're a peach tree, a peach is going to come out on the end of that branch. As sure as it gets the nourishment, the peach is going to grow. But if you're a peach tree, don't try to be a watermelon, because you're going to be disappointed. And that, again, is the source of a lot of mischief in the body. People look around at others and say, oh, I want to be a great personal worker for Jesus. Well, maybe you're not a personal worker. Maybe you're a peach or something else. You're not that. That's not your bag, as the kiddies say. Some pretty good expressions here that we have got to avoid so we don't use slanguage, but they're pretty good expressions anyway. Paul says not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think, but to think level-headedly as God has measured to everyone or dealt to everyone the measure of faith. Don't go beyond your faith. If you have the faith to be a woman raising children, what a marvelous thing that is, but don't try to be a great hero of God, too. Just raise your children. He can use it. And that's a great gift to be able to raise children. That's the hardest task in all the earth, is to raise children. And the most taxing and the most demanding. It's a marvelous gift to be able to do that. But if that's what gift God has given you, do that. Don't try to be some great spiritual saint. Just be what God has given you to be, a housewife. If he's given you some other task, do that. Be what he's given you to be. If you're having a struggle over this matter, that you're not witnessing to enough people or not reaching out to enough people, don't look at yourself and charge yourself with being lazy or anything else. Just say, when the Lord's ready to use me, he'll use me in that way. If he's not doing that through you, maybe you're not articulate. Maybe that's not your thing. Again, there's been much mischief over this thing, and everybody's going to be slotted.